This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying that he asked the nation's top law enforcement official to publicly clear him of wrongdoing with Ukraine. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Washington Post first reported the president asked Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference and declare he broke no laws on a July call with Ukraine's leader. The report says the request was made around the time the White House released a rough transcript of the call in which the president pressed Ukraine to investigate Democrats. The Post reports Barr declined the request. The president tweets the story is totally untrue. It comes as Democrats prepare for the next major stage in the impeachment probe, public hearings starting next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran injected uranium gas into centrifuges at its underground Fordo nuclear complex early Thursday. This is the most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized Iran's move, saying it is now time for all nations to reject this regime's nuclear extortion and take serious steps to increase pressure. China's Commerce Ministry says China and the United States have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first-phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionately. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these rolled back as part of a big trade agreement. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Chinese court has jailed 9 people on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl to the United States. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A Chinese court jailed 9 people on Thursday on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl into the United States, in the first such case that Washington and Beijing have worked on together. What started with a tip-off to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2017 ultimately led Chinese investigators to a warehouse where they say the fentanyl was being produced. The smuggling ring was moving fentanyl and other opioids to the U.S. via a courier, an official said. One of the convicted members was given a suspended death sentence, which in practice is normally commuted to a life in jail, and 2 got life sentences.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Germany to visit U.S. troops and meet German leaders. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Pompeo will visit 5 German cities, including one that's the home to a U.S. Army base, where he served as a tank commander in the 1980s. In Berlin, he will deliver a speech which, according to the State Department, will highlight America's role in helping Eastern and Central Europe throw off the yoke of communism. He will start with a visit to the site of the attack on a synagogue in Halle, and then the city of Leipzig, where mass protests set the ball rolling, which led to the collapse of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's been 3 days since a Mormon family was ambushed in Mexico. Details of what happened are starting to emerge. More from Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
As bullets began to pummel the first car, Christina Marie Langford Johnson got out, waving her hands, trying to show they were not gang members. She was shot dead. She appeared to have placed her baby daughter on the floor of the car before she got out. The baby, called Faith, survived. 11 miles away, another car was shot up and burst into flames.
Nita and 4 of my grandchildren are burnt.
Ronita Miller and her 4 children were killed.
Look at the bullet holes in Donna's vehicle.
An attack on a third car killed Dawna Langford and her 2 sons. A relative filmed what he saw at the scene.
This is devastating. Oh my God, blood on the seat. Oh my Lord.
7 children survived from that car.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. The first funerals for those that were killed in the ambush are scheduled for later today. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.